Good morning. Britt Baker is all in. And over in Ring of Honor, Athena has a new minion. We're going to go through it all right now on Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk. The number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are, wherever time you're watching this. It's very early for me. It's mid-morning for Mika. We're here. Sorry. Life was life, guys, but we are here for you on Saturday to give you everything you need that Tony Khan produced this week.
Yes.
How are you, Mika?
Tired, but I'm okay. How are you?
I'm also very tired. It's 8 in the morning. But you know what? It's fine. We're here. We're doing the thing because we love y'all. And it is Dynamite still. So we're going to combine Dynamite. We're going to combine Ring of Honor. We might run through it a little quickly, but we will talk about it all. But you know what we got to do before we get into anything Dynamite? How was Dynamite?
Trying to think back. It was all right. Look at my
Yeah. I mean, we had some moments. We'll get into that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just go right into it. Fight for the Fallen. Proceeds were going to the Maui fires. Love that. We're going to hear from MJF. We're going to hear from Kenny Omega. Jericho was going to decide to be in the Don Callis family. Darby and Nick Wayne versus your boys, Gates of Agony. We were going to have the Guns versus Young Bucks, brother versus brother, Orange Cassidy versus Wheeler Yuta for the International Championship. And of course, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Deathmatch, Jeff versus Jeff. What a time. And our very own Nikki Bougie was there.
He was.
On the AEW loop. We went right into this. Of course, you can't have Orange Cassidy on the card and not open it up.
Right.
Great match. Solid match. But the real story is after the match. Orange Cassidy pulls out the win, of course. Sleepy Boy needs rest, but he pulled it out. Really tried. But after the match,
Everybody,
literally. But also, just shout out, look at our boys. Look at Lucha Bros.
So cute.
This is how you dress. This is how you dress, men. Eddie Kingston's back. Eddie comes out, saves the day. Lucha Bros come out, everybody's brawling. BCC scurries away, of course. And Eddie's like, hey, Wembley, Stadium Stampede.
Find whoever you can find and meet us there.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested. Do you have any thoughts on who the other three will be?
They don't have many friends, so I don't know who's going to pop up, honestly.
Right, it could be anybody. I was thinking maybe New Japan? We might have to come from New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
They're going to have to recruit somebody, because
I can only think of Mox's son, Shooter. I got Shooter's coming, probably, maybe. I don't know who else.
Maybe.
That's all I could think of.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other two are. We'll see. Maybe we'll find out at Dynamite this week. But this will be fun.
Definitely.
A mess. Fun. we get this Kenny Omega interview with Jim Ross. That was the day before. Kenny says, you know, Don was his only friend. He didn't let him have any friends. It was his whole life. Kind of creepy, honestly, if you think about it. But
That's
childhood he needs to unpack. You know, he's like, I loved him, but I'm trying not to get this anger over. Of course, Slimy Don comes. Bullet Club Gold and Takeshka beat this man. And I wish I got the gif of the shot to JR.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Walking away. and this leads us to our next moment. After this, we hear from Hangman, who's at the hospital drinking a beer.
Because, you know, that's allowed.
Truly, 2023. It's like a father in the 60s. And he's like, no, we're going to get some friends. We're going to do this at Wembley. We're going to be the Golden Elite. Here we go. Trios match. Jay White, Juice, Takeshka, Hangman, Kenny, and Ibushi at Wembley. Yes. Yes.
Whatever.
I just want to see Golden Lovers. The fact that Juice and Jay are on this card is gross.
Of course they were going to be on the card. Whatever.
You know, they're not fighting FTR. We will not be talking about that.
No. Oh, no, we won't.
Jack Perry's going to retire the FCW championship next week.
The hell? Oh, I'm sorry. That was rude.
I mean, I feel like that was Oliver. That was Taz's reaction.
Sorry, guys.
Anyways, Jericho, Don, he was going to give his answer, and he said, yeah, hey, I'll join. Hey, man, let's do this. Don, super hyped. He's like, all right, let's go. Let's dip. And Jericho's like, well, what's this over here? You have this lovely painting. And he's like, oh, no, we don't need that. We don't need that. That's cool. We don't. And he's like, no. It was this.
A headless Chris Jericho. Well, a beheaded Chris Jericho.
Yeah. And Don tries to say, oh no, that was a mistake. You're not that good of a liar, Don. We don't trust you. Mm-mm. Jericho realizes it was been a trap this whole time. He thought he wasn't going to join, so he's ready to unleash his family. And Will Ospreay comes out.
He does.
And who helps? Sammy.
I mean, who else is going to help? He had no more friends.
I mean, yeah, we said this last week. Sammy was the only one that's like, he's been through all of this with Jericho. So he's like, all right. It's just, he's going through a thing.
Mm-hmm.
A 50-year-old teenager. He's
moving. Literally.
It's like, oh, I'll be your friend. You know, fatherhood is making Sammy soft.
Whatever.
So yeah, that happened. Darby Allin, Nick Wayne, Gates of Agony was next.
Two appearances this week, but we'll get to the second.
I was gonna say.
And they did not give these kiddos a chance to come out. Gates of Agony was ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was for you.
It was for me, truly.
Truly. I mean, great match, but you know. Afterwards, though,
jokes. We're so unserious. We are so.
I mean, Joker's thing is unserious.
I'm tickled. I was truly tickled. The fear in Prince Nana's face, classic.
It was good. Give Nana all the awards. Nana's underrated. Mm-hmm. He's like, why'd you call me here? What'd you?
Right.
Hey, Casey. Yeah. So Joker stings out, causing a mess. Everyone's upset.
I'm tickled.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
How much did you hate this?
I'm going to be honest, I muted the TV and walked away. So, saw you,
so
baby.
That means I loved it. I don't have a picture, but they went to the Outback because they had to scout Aussie Open, and that's where Australian people, that's their mecca, according to MJF, is the Outback Steakhouse. MJF was looking around, saw the kangaroos. He did. They have Bloomin' Onions. They say that was the best food they ever had in their life. Paid advertisement for the Outback. Then they go back to work. They work on their double clothesline. MJF wants to do kangaroo kicks. They're getting water everywhere. And then Tony yells at them. Tony yelling is really something.
Yeah.
You're trying, Tony, and I respect it. I'm trying, Tony. I'm gonna go with it. It's giving disappointed dad and not angry dad.
Fact.
But then he puts the shades on and MJF was like, 2024, he's gonna regret that. And then Tony's like, excuse me? It's like, nothing, man, nothing. I liked it. It was silly. This was for me. This is the stupid that I like. And we hear even more from MJF and Adam Cole. They talk about their match. Aussie Open comes out, tries to attack them. But the real story is that last slide, because MJF had his back turned.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw this part.
Mm-hmm. And before that, they pulled up together. Mm-hmm. In the car, MJF had to go potty from all the Outback. But Roddy comes and's like, still heartbroken over Adam. And's like, Adam! And then he kicks the car. Sir.
Just chaos.
So dramatic. Men are so dramatic. And speaking of Roddy, him and his friends, the Kingdom, were watching this go down. I don't know. Now I'm thinking they're going to help Adam. Maybe they're just, this is a whole big swerve. And they're all going to be one big family.
I don't know what the hell is going on here, but can it just go? Whatever's going on, just go.
Roddy, you don't need the neck brace. It's been like 6 weeks. You even went to PWG with it this week. I seen it.
Which means he really still needs it.
Or it's kayfabe. It's committed.
Well, maybe kayfabe, because Darby and Nick did pull up on Swerve and AR Fox too. So
that is true.
On the indies. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. At this point, I don't know anymore.
Who knows? We get a little backstage with Jericho, who's being cleaned up. And he's like, hey, Will Ospreay, if you wanted a match, you didn't have to do all that. Let's go.
We didn't need to hear this.
Oh my, it is too early for that. Mm-mm. Whoa. So this is the match I will be going to the bathroom at. Sorry, I said what I said.
Yeah, for sure.
Fine. Whatever. If you like this, I'm happy for you. Alright, here we go. Hold on. Jeff versus Jeff. Texas Chainsaw Massacre Death Match. What a time.
Sure, yeah.
We didn't know what this was going to be. This is not what I thought this was going to be.
Nobody, Casey. He actually was really bleeding. He took a picture to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, me too. When I realized that it wasn't, I was very disappointed.
It started out fine. In the back, I liked it. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, this makes sense. All right, I'm going to go with it. Then we went into the ring. That's when I didn't like it. And like, shouldn't the Leatherface have come out before? Like, he could have just been in the back. I would have done this different. But this is the most important shot of the entire thing.
Foolish.
This is what I wanted from this match. And I only got a smidge of it. A smidge. But I didn't completely hate it. I'm going to be honest. I didn't completely hate it. It could have been better, but I didn't hate it. Jeff Jarrett wins. There's a whole title belt. I did enjoy when Jeff was going to do a swanton to to Jeff on the table, and everyone got pulled out, but Jeff was like, I'm still gonna, I gotta do the thing.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. I gotta do a swanton, I gotta take my shirt off, we gotta do a whole thing. There's a whole build-up, guys. It's like, minding. He's like, you're fine. He still had the swanton. It was silly. The bunny, Britt Baker, for the last spot in the four-way women's title match at Wembley. Good to see Bunny back. All of the friends are here. Her and Penelope looked great. This, shout out to Nikki for this photo of Britt.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing shot. Pretty good match. Bunny looked great in her return.
She did.
She looked really good. Like a solid match. A pretty good time. Belt. I want one with like Michael Myers, but that's just an aside, I was thinking. Really good. London enough time. Britt threw it back with her lab coat gear from the first All-In, which I thought was cute. But Bunny couldn't handle it, even with two of them, even with Penelope.
Yeah.
You know? But
I don't think when they expect her to.
Yeah. She couldn't take it. Britt wins. 1, 2, 3. And this is our four-way, unsurprisingly, for All-In.
Very unsurprisingly. Keyword there.
Yeah. I mean, 3 out of 4, it's going to be fine. Great.
That one in the back there, I just...
We'll get into it. The Acclaimed came out for their match. Do a little rap. The lights come out. Of course, House of Black comes and attacks them. They grab the boots for Daddy Ass's boots. And we'll see it all in, I guess.
Yeah. That, yeah. The only thing I wanted to say is it was a pretty brutal attack.
It was nasty. Like, a lot. It was a lot. They've been through it. These poor Acclaimed babies.
He's going to have to come back, man.
He has to.
You can't let your people get beat up that way.
Not your real sons.
Right.
Speaking of Billy Gunn's sons.
Unless entrance, that was not allowed to happen. We went from bull to super kick party. So
Maybe we should tone down the guns.
Maybe.
Too soon. You know what? It's a really good match from the guns. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of their best matches. We will give them credit. They have been getting way better in the ring, way better in the mic. Juice and Jay have been really helpful with that. But it was a great match against the Bucks. The ending, though, they tried to do some foolishness.
And got foolishness done to them because, see, when you do foolery, foolery comes back. You want to be a clown? You get to be a part of the circus, okay? Because if you shenan, we're going to shenan again. And they lost.
I think this is completely fair.
I do too.
I like the kick that Nick hit off the side of the right before this.
Mm-hmm.
Just the shot of it just coming into frame and getting kicked in the head. Mwah. Beautiful.
I loved it.
Afterwards, Bucks get a little beat down from Bullet Club Gold and their opponents at All In FTR. Help them. They want them healthy. They want them healthy for
Yeah, they want a good fight.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want you at 50%. We want you at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
As close to 100% as a wrestler can be.
Yeah.
So
we'll save sense. You, but don't get too sappy about it.
Yeah, this isn't friendship. And that's how Dynamite ended.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Ring of Honor, Thursday. They didn't give me a nice graphic for the week, so we're going to work with what we got, guys. We opened Gringo Loco Gravity. My God. How do you open with this match?
Just like they did.
Insane.
Amazing.
Like, the gravity going from the corner and flippity flippy to the outside. What? Sir.
Ridiculous.
Ian and Caprice confused, and they're like, it has to be the shoes. Like, just.
It's not the shoes.
It's not the shoes. Loved it. Great match. We love a spacewalk. We love gravity. But of course, who won? Sorry, I watched this twice and my brain is shut off. Gravity won, right? Thank you. It's so early, guys.
It is.
Joshua took on Silas Young in a pure rules match. I don't have photos of this, but it was fine. Josh Woods came out solo. No Mark.
Yeah, I'm glad he did.
Absolutely. He doesn't need him. We said this before.
Mm-hmm.
Picks up the win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Athena, Brittany J. I mean, unsurprisingly, Athena picks up the win. A little skippy skip to the ring. Very quick match.
Little happiness out of Athena, which is
she's in a great mood.
But you know,
yeah, she's been in a great mood lately. I mean, I guess if I was the greatest women's champion of all time in Ring of Honor,
good mood too. Yeah,
honestly. Yeah.
Honestly, truly.
Yeah, you know, she's living her best life. I love that for her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. After the match, the Renegades they put on their big girl pants and attacked the champion.
Yeah, but them pants didn't stay on too long, I'll tell you that.
They did not. Mm-mm.
We'll get through it, but...
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
This...
Great segment.
Such a good promo. If you did not see this promo, go back and watch it. It is so good. Maria is building an army, she says. She says, if wrestling wants to keep coming at me, if I'm still going to be here. I've been through it all. Homeless, addiction with my husband, you know. She's been here for 19 years. People forget, Maria's been doing this nearly 20 years.
Right.
Put some respect on this woman's name. And she's like, I'm building this army. I'm doing this with Layla. Layla's like, what about me? And
oh, yeah, Casey, no, I was talking about
Oh, no, no, we're trying. Yeah. It's Listen, it was great. Then Layla came. And Maria's like, all right, I'm going to put you in a match. You got Rachel Ellering later tonight. She's like, all right, cool.
Cool.
Match of the night.
Good morning, Bobby.
Morning, Bobby.
Entertainment of the night, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had more... photos of this match, guys, but it was a struggle to find stuff, but Joe and Stokely versus the boys.
Right, Casey.
Stokely did the thing, a little flippy flip, and everybody went, oh, you got some moves, Stokely. And then I wish I had a photo with the end, where Joe has one boy in the corner and hypes Stokely up.
Woo, 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 woo.
Stokely flies off that top rope and Joe just moves. Night-night, Stokely.
And he remains there the remainder of the match.
He did. The ref fanning him down at the end. But they won.
They won.
He has a win.
Yes.
He doesn't remember. He was not conscious. But just like Miz at WrestleMania, he has the win. He does not remember.
There's video footage of it.
Yeah, right. I can look it back. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to. It would just, it's just on your record. You go look, you know, when you walk in, you got that one and one. But those poor boys, why do they keep doing this to these boys? Yes. Really. you know what, Billy and Athena were all over this episode tonight. Today, this week.
Very much so.
Our girl Lexi interviews Billy. Renegades come in and are like, all right, oh, that's cute. You want to like come and save Athena? Let's wrestle. Let's do it. Let's do it tonight. So they do. They're going to have a long match later. A little cute backstage.
Yeah.
And then we go to an entire different city. We go to Ohio. Gates of Agony, Matt Sydal, and Christopher Daniels. Good solid match.
We all knew what the outcome was.
I mean, truly.
We all knew. Win number two for my boys. Love them.
Two. Good job. 2 days in a row. Nothing more to say. Back in Ohio, Madison Rayne returned.
Yeah, because Ring of Honor is just bouncing and bouncing and bouncing, you know?
Yeah. She faced off against Danny Moe. Quick little match. Madison picks up the win.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Madison.
Good for Madison. Welcome back.
You're welcome back. Dark Order.
Yeah. Your boys.
Dark Order was in some trios action. Interesting.
Very.
The match happened.
It did.
It wasn't much to write home about. We had Isaiah Bronner, Lord Crew, and Corey Calhoun.
Shout out to Isaiah. That is friend of mine, Jocelyn's other half, Jocelyn Navarro, if you guys know who she is. Isaiah is her other half. So shout out to seeing Isaiah on TV. Love you so much, brother, even though, you know, whatever. Yeah, you were there, and we support you. So hello, Joss. Hello.
Yeah. I mean, it was not a great night, and that's fine. But you were on TV. Good job. After this match, we see our Stu Chu outside this watching this match.
Yeah. I mean, we got a hug the last time, so, you know.
They're teasing this respect against Righteous and Dark Order. So Dark Order does a little aftermatch attack on poor Isaiah.
Right.
Stu likes what he sees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this means. Nobody knows what this means. Considering we're not going to get ahead, we're talking about it tomorrow, but the Righteous was on Rampage last night. I don't know what's happening.
They were, yeah.
Our Ring of Honor champion's back. Promoing. The Ring of Honor champion. Very long, very good promo. He basically says his job is wrestler. And what a good job you do, Claudio. All I could think of was Barbie the entire time. He said his job, that was his job, and that's all I thought of. He said he's great at it. And again, all I thought of was Barbie.
Right.
It's Claudio, and his job is wrestling champion.
Yeah.
But he basically says he's took all the emotion out of wrestling to be the best.
Yep, that's what he said.
Yeah, a long promo, good promo. But, essentially. This, though.
Can I come in the house? I just need to eat.
This was something.
Something is. Baby, they could have.
We didn't. I don't know. Rick Garrison.
He's so irritating. Cole Carter.
Yeah, I don't know. This is. I don't think this is for me.
I don't know for it because it definitely wasn't for me.
Yeah, if you like this, please let us know. I don't, it's nothing against Griff Garrison. Cole Carter's there. It's fine. But Maria was still building that army with Cole Carter, I guess.
I guess.
She's in his ear and he thinks she's into him. No, sir. You're dumb.
She doesn't like you. She's happily married.
Truly. Have you seen her husband? He will eat you. Like.
And I will allow him to do it.
Exactly. We will pay money for this.
We will not be stopping.
I'm not gonna, yeah. But Cole picks up the win. Maria's happy. They leave together.
Together. I'm sorry.
I guess. Sort of. They at the same time.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
And Charlotte Renegade, Billie Starks.
Yeah.
Like we said earlier.
All right, Casey, they don't know what to do with Griffin, neither do I, but this wasn't for me. Okay, so we're all on the same page. We don't know who that was for, but they could have kept it.
Yeah, Billy, Charlotte looked great. Great match. Billy squeaks out the win. But, of course, the Renegades don't let her celebrate. And Athena comes out.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
Neither does Billy.
I know one thing. Billy is a smart kid. She knows not to buck the system. She got assistance from the scariest person in that promotion, truly, at this point. And she went with it. And smart girl, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to be. If Athena's telling me what to do, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So this is an unlikely situation. We'll see. Unfold.
Yeah.
A stupid promo. Tony Nese, Ari Daivari, Ari doing jumping jacks. That's why he looks like he's floating in the screenshot. says he's got some time that he's not going to have a match. He's going to get everybody fit. And again, calls Lexi fat and says she needs it. Stop. That's rude.
Stop.
Disgusting. I just shout out to Ian for being like, no, Lexi, you're perfect. We love you. Now, more six-man action. I can't talk, guys. Again, it's early. Lee Moriarty and the Work Horsemen versus Lee Johnson, Action Andretti, and Darius Martin.
That's a good question. It's okay. I mean, honestly, it's not a lot of them that I would like to see back in the ring right now that are in, like, wrestling shape or whatever you want to call it, but I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, I mean, something.
At all.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Bobby, we agree.
Yeah, I like seeing him. This match, I just find it interesting that Lee is in a six-man when he said, I'm going solo.
Listen, Lee is to get seen. Lee is like, put me in the game, coach.
Yeah. But Lee Johnson, Action Andretti, and Darius Martin, another cute six-man. They're trying it out.
Whatever.
They picked up the win.
They did. They did.
I just liked commentary was like, wait, we have to be specific. There's two Lees in the ring.
There's two Lees here, yeah.
And I just did the same thing.
Lee. Battle of Lees.
We had a battle of the Jeffs on Dynamite. We got battle of the Lees over here.
Oh, Ring of Honor. Yep.
And after this match, again.
Okay, Kasia. You got to be specific. Yep. We can get my hubby so fine. There's seven Lees.
Yeah, who?
Yeah, we like the workers.
Yeah, we
too
do.
Much.
We do.
We They're do. True.
This promo.
Again, the hell be going on around here?
Athena's just running wild. They have a board of directors, but Stokely's busy with Samosa Joseph.
Like, Stokely has not come back to consciousness by this.
Well, point. That's true. But before that, he's been letting Athena do whatever she wants. He doesn't want any of that.
No, who does?
No. Truly. Nobody. None of those three board members want anything to do with this one woman. Mm-mm. Not even the owner of the company. Tony doesn't want this.
No, thanks. I'm not going to imagine any of that.
Whoa.
But thanks.
Whoa.
Thanks for your charity.
Billy gets a minion number.
Yeah.
4,003 something. It's in her Instagram notes. But then Billy says, hey, we should challenge the Renegades next week. And Athena does not like that. She says, hey, I make the rules here. What are you doing? I tell you what to do. And then what's happening in this is she's telling Lexi to tell Billy how the rules are. And Lexi says, what Athena says goes.
Yeah.
And then she makes Billy drive her to the mall.
Thanks, Athena. I don't know what we're supposed to say to that.
I don't know.
Really.
Poor Billy. Poor everybody. Except for Athena. Yeah.
Poor me, too.
Somebody call HR. Like, more women's action. Lady Frost, Trish Adora. I'm just kidding. This actually is match of the night.
Yes, 100%.
Again, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of photos from this, but God, what a good match. So good. When Trish had the splits on Frost's body. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, we were getting somewhere.
Like, and then Lady Frost is a little twerky twerk, Tina Belcher style.
A twerk twerk.
And then Ian Capri said, "Oh, do we have to do that?"
I'd pay for it.
Oh.
I'd like to see them to do a twerk off. That'd be hilarious.
Oh my gosh. But so good. And Lady Frost picks up the victory. I shouldn't be surprised, but I am surprised.
Yeah, they've been letting everybody go over Trish.
You know what? You're right.
I'm just saying.
You're right. Dang. But after that, somebody was watching this match.
My girl.
Our girl. Virgo Gang. Kiera has some words.
As for Lady
Frost. She said fire and ice are going to mix. I like it. I like it a lot. Also, she looks great.
This is amazing. Just
a side note. Look at her. More women's action. The match earlier that Maria gave us. Rachel.
Absolutely. Ellery. Hook here. Absolutely. Oh,
yes, please. Hook it to my veins. Versus Layla Hirsch. Rachel Ellering still looking great in the ring. Like, considering we are not that excited about Layla.
Right.
Pretty decent. Did what they could. Cool. Of course, Layla picks up the win.
Mm-hmm. At least they gave her an entrance.
Yeah. That's a good sign. This is for me.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Tulsa Castle, pretty Peter Avalon. Fun. Great. I loved it. My boys were fighting. Dalton looked great. Peter looked great. It was a fun match. Did you enjoy the match?
It was for you.
Dalton hits the bangerang. 1, 2, 3. We get a win. I just love the promos into camera during entrance that Dalton been doing.
Yeah. Casey. We are on the same page.
Whatever. Fine. I'll be on my own island alone.
Good mood. We love that. There you go.
Okay. See, I'm not on my island alone. Okay. We can watch these boys fight. But he says, you know, he said this honor club is $9.99, but this space is free. I love it.
Dottie Castle is growing on him.
Yay! More people on my side. But yeah, he's still gunning for that TV title. This, though.
Truly for me.
Take it away. Take it away.
For me. Amazing promo. Basically just talks about how he spent 6 years building and trying to get back to the point that he's at now. And that Samoa Joe's got a problem on his hands. He said he was going to do all but call Samoa Joe the name that his mother gave him and take that title back. And you know what? I believe it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know how the match is going to turn out, but this promo, I believe him.
So good.
Believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Such this a good promo. Passion so was good. There. You know, Shane spoke well. He spoke confidently. It was great.
Yeah, it wasn't like a wrestling, like, I'm going to, it wasn't like exaggerated. It was perfect. So good. I'm excited for this match.
You know what? I agree. I would like them to do a face-to-face in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Our main event, Tony Nese, Metalik. Good, solid match.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how this ended up being the main event, though. It was interesting.
Yeah, there's other things I would have
picked.
I would have switched maybe Gringo Loco and Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Or
maybe they feel like Gravity has main evented a lot, so they were trying to give some other people some chances, I'm supposing.
You know, that's true, though. Ring of Honor does alternate who isn't a main event.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets a spot. Not like everybody gets a ribbon. Like, I mean, like, just like, yeah, try it out. Like, there's no, like, of course, this person's only in the main event. So I like that.
Right.
But interesting. But, yep. Metalik gets the win, actually, I believe. Again, I watched this twice, but certainly. But yeah, that was Ring of Honor. We did it.
Ring of Honor was the longer show this week. We do apologize for tardiness, but we got it done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have much to say.
I don't either. Quick. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to preview some matches for tonight's Collision that we will talk about tomorrow. So hold on for like a minute. We'll run through it real quick, and then we'll be out of here, guys, so you guys can go on with your day.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Thank you, TK. Yes, that's where you can find all our shows. Thursdays is not Women's Wrestling Army for the time being. It is Rising Sun Showdown. There we go. Rundown Showdown. Thank you. I have a thing with ours, guys. And then we'll be here Sunday for Sizzling Sundays for your Rampage and Collision show. Hang out with us tomorrow. And speaking of Collision, before we get out of here, we'll preview it tonight. Darby Allin, Christian Jenner, Fight for the Fallen continues this week. Money going to Maui, like we said. Just announced last night, Jay White and Dalton Castle. Me versus Santana and Jay.
Yes. Truly.
And of course, Willow versus Diamante. So that's happening tonight. We will talk about it tomorrow, along with Rampage, because a lot went up down on Rampage last night too. So, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here?
Not really. We love you guys.
We do. Hope you know where to find us.
You know where to find us. Enjoy your Saturday. Mm-hmm. Spend time with somebody you love. Don't acknowledge anybody that you hate. And do something nice for yourself today.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Have a good day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. And if we don't see you, we'll see you Wednesday for sure. Yeah. Sorry for the delay. We love you, and we'll see you guys. Bye.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.